My text for this morning is from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Moses said to the people, "Do not add anything to the commands, to what I've commanded you, and do not take anything away. Obey the commands of the Lord your God that I have given you." In order to obey God's commands, first of all, we've got to know them. Our Old Testament reading from the book of Numbers was about the people of Israel who were traveling through the wilderness. God had rescued them from their slavery in Egypt, and now they were traveling through the wilderness towards the promised land. But the Israelites are despondent and they're complaining because the land isn't fertile, and so they can't grow crops, and also they don't have any water. And they say to their leaders, Moses and Aaron, that they would have preferred to have stayed in Egypt and died there. And so Moses turns to God for help. And God says to Moses that he should take a staff, and then he and Aaron should assemble the people of Israel before a rock, and he should speak to the rock, and out of the rock will gush forth the water that the Israelites need. Moses turned to God to know what to do. We need to know what God is saying to us. And of course, we find out what God says to us most of all through the Bible, and especially the teaching and the life of Jesus Christ. We also find out through prayer and through other Christians. And as we read the Bible, we read that Jesus says that God's first command is to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And God's second command is to love our neighbour as ourselves. And when we read the parable of the sheep and the goats, God tells us that we should feed the hungry, give water to the thirsty, befriend the stranger, clothe the naked, help the sick, and visit the imprisoned. And so it's important for us to read our Bibles to find out what God, what Jesus is saying to us. And if you don't already use them, I do commend daily Bible reading notes to help you with your reading of the Bible and understanding of it. I've got here the Scripture Union publication Daily Bread, and also the Salvation Army publication Words of Life. I've used both of them in the past, and at present I'm using Words of Life. But there are many other daily Bible reading notes which can help us with both our reading and our understanding of the Bible. And it's also important, of course, to pray, to listen to God, what God is saying to us. Some years ago, I went to a church day conference on Islam, and it was interesting that we were told that some Muslim children are given an hour and a half's teaching each day after school about the Islamic faith. Think of it. Children go to school 5 days a week, five times an hour and a half. That's 7.5 hours teaching for those children on their faith. And yet, there's many, many parents in this society who'd call themselves Christians and yet wouldn't bring their children to church for an hour on Sunday to receive Christian teaching. It's so important that both adults and children know what God's saying to us and know God's commands. But it's not only important to know them, but also to obey them. Let's go back to that reading from the book of Numbers. God said to Moses, "Take a staff, and then you and Aaron should assemble the people of Israel before the rock. Speak to the rock, and then water will come forth from the rock for the people of Israelites." So what does Moses do? He takes a staff, he assembles the people before the rock, and then with the staff, he hits the rock twice, and the water gushes forth. But Moses hasn't obeyed God. He hasn't spoken to the rock. Rather, he's struck it twice with his staff. And God says to him, "Because of your disobedience, you will not lead the Israelites into the promised land." Our New Testament reading was about not only hearing God's word, but obeying it. Jesus told that well-known parable of the two builders. And he says that the person who hears his words and obeys them is like the person who builds his house upon the rock. The rains come down, the floods rise, the wind blows and beats upon the house. But because it's founded upon the rock, it stands secure. But the person who hears Jesus' words and does not act upon them is like the person who built his house upon the sand. The rains come, the floods rise, the winds blow and beat upon the house, and because it's founded upon the sand, it comes crashing down. Some years ago, I was a hospital chaplain, and I was doing my visiting, and one of the patients asked who I was, and so I said, "I'm the Free Church hospital chaplain." And then she went on to say to me that she'd been expecting a visit from her own clergyman on Monday. He'd promised to come and see her and bring her communion, but he hadn't turned up. And she said, "He's what we call a goner." And I'd never heard this phrase before. And so I said to her, "What's a goner?" And she replied to me, "Well, it's a Yorkshire expression, and it refers to people who are gonna do this, and they're gonna do that, but they never do it." God wants us not only to hear his commands, but also to obey them, to act upon them, to do them. Our text also says this. Moses says to the people, do not add anything to God's commands, and do not take anything away. And it's very tempting, isn't it, to add something or to take something away to God's commands in order to benefit ourselves materially or to make life easier for us. Let me give a couple of illustrations. In the Ten Commandments we read, do not steal. But I suspect there are some people who say, well, yes, you shouldn't steal from the individual, but it's okay to steal from the government or a large business. And so a person might not dream of stealing from their neighbour or any other individual, but think, yes, it's okay to fiddle their expenses with the firm they work for, or not to declare all their income when they're filling in their income tax return, or maybe claim for items on their insurance, items which haven't been lost or stolen or damaged. And so I wonder if some people reinterpret God's word, do not steal, to mean don't steal from the individual, but it's okay to do so from the government or a large organization. Jesus says to us, help the ill and the stranger. And I wonder how many people think of this to mean, yes, we'll help our family, we'll help our friends, we'll help people we know, but the stranger, no. Perhaps they don't want the responsibility or the risk, or feel that it's someone else's duty. I remember once coming out of my home, and there was a lady sitting on my garden wall, and her nose was bleeding profusely. So I asked her if I could do anything to help, and I went back into the house and brought out some tissues for her, and she used them to stem her nosebleed. And eventually it stopped, and she said to me that she'd be all right to walk home. And she also said that what had happened was that she'd fallen, and it was a fall that had caused her nose to bleed. And she said that just at the time she fell, a man was walking past, and he simply walked on and ignored her. Jesus says to us that we should help not only family, friends, people that we know, but also the stranger in need. And so we are called to hear God's commands and to obey them, and not to add to them or subtract from them. Moses says, obey the commands of the Lord your God. May God strengthen us to obey his teachings, and also forgive us when we fail. Amen.